Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the 1871 podcast, and we're looking ahead to tomorrow's 150th anniversary Legends game between Steve Coppell's 106 side and Brian McDermott's 2012 title-winning side. And we're at the Legends game at the Selectcar Leasing Stadium tomorrow, where we'll be attempting to bring you some pre-match and post-match coverage from the game. So Johnny, you're going to be at the game trying to get some fans and get some thoughts from them, aren't you?
Hopefully, yeah, all being good. I'm sure we will. Yeah.
We're not
Especially if they listen to this.
Sorry?
Especially if they listen to this, they can join in.
Yeah, well, we're not quite sure how it's going to go tomorrow. The idea is that we're planning to do something before the game. So we'll probably put something out about 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just maybe get a few fans, you know, what they think, how the game's going to go, that sort of thing. And then also we do something after the game. And then probably next week, hopefully we can grab some players.
Yeah. It'll be a very unplanned afternoon, but we'll do our best.
It is. It's not. So normally the Saturday episodes are out from 10 a.m. It's a bit of a kind of see how it goes tomorrow. So Who knows? But you might, hopefully, if all goes to plan, there might be an episode, a part one tomorrow at about 2 o'clock, an hour before the game, and then something sort of early evening, hopefully, after the game. So that's tomorrow. Johnny, it's, of course, the 150th anniversary game tomorrow, and you're flying back to Reading. Well, you're not flying to Reading, but you're flying back to England and then travelling to Reading, especially for the game tomorrow. But at the time of recording, you're still in Ireland.
I am waiting to go.
Your flight is this afternoon, so hopefully your flight goes smoothly, and I wish you a good journey back to England.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me your private jet, Mark, so I'm a bit annoyed about that.
No, and you're not. And just to clarify, you're not flying to Reading, are you?
No, unless we get the wrong directions. You know, you never know. I'll ask for a shortcut.
So where is it? Gatwick, Heathrow?
I'm going the scenery, going to Bristol. Going into Bristol.
Bristol. Oh, then
wonderful Ryanair. So I might get there for the next Legends game in 100 years or so.
Right. Well, even if it's a bit late, you'll arrive in Reading just in time to listen.
Kick
to
off.
Yeah. So that's the main thing, isn't it? So
yeah.
Just to ask you, which of the... We've got the list of the two teams here. Which of the players, Johnny, are you looking forward to seeing the most out of all of those players?
There's a few that I go, oh, geez. Marcus Hanneman, definitely from that 2005 team. Leroy and Bobby Convey as well is one that I love watching play. And obviously, I haven't seen much of since, but he was class. And obviously Kevin Doyle, been just down the road in Wexford for me in Wicklow, and he was on here the other day. And obviously Mertz. I could go through them all. Ibrahim. Yeah. You know, there's so many legends. And the 2011 team, Jason Roberts is one that I wasn't expecting to play, I think, out of all of them. Jem. It's like a... And Joby as well. That was, I mean, like the rest of them, I'd love to see him play as well. Obviously, there's a few missing for whatever reason, which is a shame. I think, you know, we'd love to see, you know, James Harper, Sidwell, but, you know, there's probably reasons why people can't make it. And, you know, that's fair enough. But it's not about individuals, is it? It's about a day of celebration and enjoyment.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been perfect, wouldn't it, to get everyone? And we'll come to that. We'll talk about the players that we're seeing. But in terms of, you know, fans' favourites, players that people will be looking forward to seeing, I think Kevin Doyle will be top of many fans' lists. But like you say, there's a lot on there. And Jason Roberts is one of mine. I remember the second half to that 2011-2012 season. The first half of the season didn't actually go that well, did it? And I don't know if you've seen that graph where it shows the position throughout the season for both of those teams. And for most of the 2005-2006 season, Reading were, you know, at the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that wasn't the case with the Brian McDermott team in 2012. And for me, and we're going to talk about some of the players, but for me, Jason Roberts came in and made such a big impact. And then second half of the season, obviously, Reading did do really well, and that's what got them promoted. So I think, like you said, you know, Kevin Doyle, Leroy Lita, Inga Marson, Sonko, Glenn.
So many, isn't there?
Yeah. So let's go through the two teams as far as we know. So we've got the two lists of the teams. So for Steve Coppell's 2005-2006. Team, you've got Marcus Hanneman in goal, Graham Stack, who was the sort of reserve keeper that season. Graham Murty is the captain. You've also got Scott Goulburn, Ivar Ingemarsson, Ibrahim Sonko, Brynjar Gunnarsson, Glenn Little, Stephen Hunt, Bobby Convey, Kevin Doyle, Leroy Lita, and Simon Cox, who's been a guest. And then for Brian McDermott's team, the 2011-2012 team, you've got Andy Griffin, Sean Cummings, Alex Pearce, Kasper Zgorks, can never pronounce his name. Jimmy Kebbe, obviously,
legend, you know,
entertaining player that people are looking forward to seeing. Jem Karachan, Michaeli Leggett-Wood, who's been involved with the first team. The management team this season, hasn't he? Then Jay Tab, Brian Howard, Hayden Mullins, Joby McEnough is the captain, Hal Robson-Kanu, Jason Roberts, who we've mentioned, Simon Church, who's been a guest, and Matthew Mansett. So those are the two teams. And my first question, Johnny, is who's playing in goal for Brian McDermott's team? There's no goalkeeper there.
Well, I'm available. That's all I'll say. if they need me, I'll step in. I'm not a legend, but I can pair a pair of gloves. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Maybe Stack might play, you know, or I was saying to someone today, maybe Luke Southwood, he played for the under-10s at that age, maybe. So maybe they might rope him in to play an in-goal.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, there's no Adam Federici. He would have been the first choice. Pretty obvious that we're not going to get Alex McCarthy playing. Because he's a current player, Southampton. And then two other keepers who didn't get a game but were in the squad that season, Simon Locke and Mikael Anderson. So we don't know. We're just looking at the two squads as they are at the moment. This is what's been. So there might be, you know, find out tomorrow who the goalkeeper is. And like you said,
there's a few surprises. I think on the other day when I read on the website when they announced sort of the final scores, there'd be a few extra. So maybe, you know, who knows? Yeah. Maybe Noel Veit might turn up.
No, it could be. So it could be Graham Stack, but, you know, it'd be nice to get. I think the idea is, and pretty much they've done this, is that you want players who were you know, even like Simon Cox, he didn't really sort of get much of a look in that season with Doyle and Lita and Dave Kitson, but he was at Reading during that time when he came back, but it was after the 2011-2012 season. So we might get a few extra players who turn up on the day tomorrow. We don't know. So that's the goalkeeper situation. We don't know is the answer to that one. And let's look at some of the players who are missing. There's more missing from the 106 team. Nicky Shorey, Dave Kitson, Steve Sidwell, James Harper, John Oster, Shane Long, you know, didn't get too many games, but he was involved that season.
Chris Macon playing as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Chris Macon as well. And then not too many missing from Brian McDermott's team. Adam Federici and Adam Lafondra, who's been a guest. Ian Hart, we've obviously talked about him, haven't we, on the podcast. Mm. And then the other one that's interesting that I thought would be playing is Noel Hunt. So obviously you've got Stephen Hunt playing for the 106 team. I don't know, maybe he doesn't want to play against Stephen Hunt.
Brother.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry. Or maybe there's, you know, maybe these guys injured or whatever. But even if they were there on the day, just even, you know, coaching or whatever, wouldn't it? You know, it'd just be nice to see them faces, wouldn't it? You know, if even can't play, just to be there.
Yeah.
In some sort of shape or form, you know?
Yeah. Now, listen, Johnny, we're not going to spend too much time on this, but let's quickly try and put together a combined 11. So you've got the two lists in front of you. Goalkeeper. I mean, for me, this is an easy choice, but I'll find out from you. Who's your goalkeeper from the two teams?
From these two teams, without Feds not being there, it'd have to be Marcus Hanlon. There's
we're talking about you know, the two teams as they were. So
yeah, okay.
It
has to be
Hanneman or Federici. Who's your choice?
Has to be Marcus, I think.
Yeah, Hanneman as well. So defence, I think for me, it's the 106 team. I don't think, you know, you had the likes of Alex Pearce and Casper Gorks, Sean Cummings, but I don't think any of those players would keep out Graham Murty, Ivar Ingemarsson, Ibrahim Asonko or Shorey, would they?
No, I agree with that. Definitely a much stronger unit.
So far, it's all 106. I think there's a chance one or two from the 2011-2012 team would get in. Who's your first pick in midfield out of the two teams?
Two picks, to be honest. I would say Harper and Sidwell. That would be my...
Yeah, so all 106...
Yeah. Players. Yeah, well, it's just I think because if, you know, as a unit, those two were immense players together, and it's not anything, you know, disrespectful to the guys that played under McDermott, but if you know, players to me they were.
Yeah, and don't forget, Reading did go on and finish eighth the following season with pretty much, I mean, a few additions, but we had, you know, pretty much the core of that team was the same side that finished eighth in the Premier League the following season. And for me, I think Sidwell is kind of head and shoulders above everyone else in that midfield, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Harper, I'm kind of with you on that, but what about Karachan and, you know, someone defence-minded, Gunnarsson maybe? What are your thoughts about Karachan maybe getting in the midfield?
Yeah, but I again, it would be down to how they performed at the highest level for me. And that's just the fact that Harper, maybe, you know, because it's a better team. And that's no disrespect to the 2011 team. You know, it's a much better side back in 2006. They stayed for two seasons. But, you know, Jem was a class player, a couple of injuries. But, you know, again, it wouldn't quibble with having him in there in midfield, would you? But I personally feel that Harper's better as that.
And I think, if you look at how long Harper played for Reading and he was a consistent performer, wasn't he? Not saying that Karachan wasn't, but you know, Harper played at a very high level for Reading over a longer period of time, didn't he? So yeah. I'm sort of happy with that. I think it comes down to who would you rather have in that team at their peak? Is it Harper or Karachan? And Harper was just, again, you know, nothing, we're not saying anything against Karachan, great player, but I think for me, probably Harper edges it, you know, such a dynamic, energetic player, you know, fans' favourite, as was Karachan, of course. But sounds like we're going for Harper.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's all, so Sidwell and Harper. Now on the wings, we might get someone from Brian McDermott's team here. But I think for the wide midfield players, the wingers, probably Glenn Little, the best of the bunch, do you think?
Joby deserves to be in there somewhere. I think as a captain, as a player, if we were allowed to swap the wingers or you know, because I think here's a player, you know, if I was going to pick one out of that 2011 team, one other as well, I would say Joby. If there's a way we could put him in the team.
Yeah, I think in terms of, you know, out of all the wingers and the wide players, who is the first pick though?
Oh, definitely Glenn Little. He's in our best ever Royals team, so we can't not pick him now, can we?
Yeah, that's true. I think with him, as we've talked about, it wasn't the quickest. He wasn't a Michael Gill type of winger, but he was just brilliant at what he did, and the fans loved him, didn't they? So
totally different style of player than the normal winger like Jimmy Chebbe or Bobby Conway.
Yeah, I think we have to put him in the team. So I think Joby McEnough, we need him to get in the side to represent Brian McDermott's team, really, don't we?
Yeah, if he's able to play on the left.
Yeah, I think. I mean, did he play on both sides or?
I think he. I could be wrong, and because I think he played across the four, you know, on occasions. Yeah, it wouldn't be his starting position. I know that, but
yeah,
I think as another captain, as a leader of the team, and what he does, I would have him in there.
I think we put McEnough in because he was captain, wasn't he? And he's captain of this team. So we've got McEnough and Little wide. Is Jimmy Kebby worth a shout?
Like, I'm just trying to narrow it down to 11 players, isn't it? It's very hard. But, I'm just kind of looking at if we were picking the best 11 out of that.
Yeah.
Jimmy's great.
He doesn't get in ahead of McEnough or Little, does he really?
I wouldn't say so, but somebody else will disagree with us.
So we're going Little and McEnough, the wide players, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, let's do that. So Little on the right, McEnough on the left.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Probably cause some discussions, yeah, but hey.
Okay. And then up front, I think for me, you know, we're just literally picking on merit, so we're not biased towards either of the two teams here, but it's got to be Kitson and Doyle, hasn't it, up front?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think the only, you know, the only one that would change that would be Lafondre. But I think as he was as a player, he was a super sub for Reading for a lot of his best performances. So to me, he'd be someone that you'd bring on when you need to give one of those two a rest. And I don't think that's unfair, as in that's when he played best for Reading in that level, was off the bench in the Premier League and the Championship.
Yeah, and also it's worth mentioning that, you know, as the main striker for Reading, he was top scorer three seasons in a row, but I think his best season was 15 goals. He wasn't really prolific, was he? I mean, 15 goals is great, but, you know, if you're talking about Jimmy Quinn, Trevor Senior, 30, 40 goals, you know, he
even then, I guess you could say that about Doyle and Kitson, weren't you?
But
they played at the height.
Well,
but higher level and again consistently at a higher level.
Yeah.
It's no reflection on Adam, you know, as a player, because he's a brilliant player. But if you were picking 11, he certainly would be on the bench for me as a player to bring on. That's how good he was.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting we put this next player in ahead of Doyle and Kitson, but you've got to mention Jason Roberts, because I think he was the player that ultimately got Reading promoted in 2012, yes. Because, you know, it wasn't a great first half of the season. Jason Roberts came in and he was fantastic. So I would even be inclined to have Jason Roberts ahead of Adam Lafondre.
Yeah, well, it depends how many I have on the bench for this one.
Yeah, well, let's put those two on the bench then.
I think, like, Jason, unfortunately, wasn't, because in the Premier League, you're injured for us and that kind of that.
Yeah.
And he made that second part of that season. Without him, we wouldn't have got promoted. And I think that's most fans would agree.
We already had an episode where we talked about the manager. So out of the two managers, I think we already know Steve Coppell, Brian McDermott as assistant.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I like it. They're both so good.
All right. So it's mostly the 106 team that gets in our combined 11. Karachan and Roberts, Adam Lafondre on the bench.
Feds in reserve on the bench.
Federici on the bench.
Who would you pick as a defender? Defender then. Would you be missing a defender on the bench?
Alex Pearce.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think who else you've got. The Ian Hart for his free kicks.
Ian Hart. Yeah, let's have Ian Hart on the bench.
He'd be a good one to have on the
bench, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's our combined 11. Not too many surprises, I don't think. I don't really need to ask you which was the best side, do I? Out of the two?
I think we've just decided that.
I mean,
but it's no disrespect to them, is it, as a team? Because
Both won the title. Obviously, you know, the 106 team, as the name suggests, 106 points, broke the record and then went up to the Premier League and not only stayed up and gave a good account of themselves, but finished eighth. I mean, amazing. Yeah. And then obviously the 2012 team came straight back down. I don't think it's really a contest. But both won the title. And then in terms of, this is supposed to be a preview, so in terms of what can we expect tomorrow, what are you looking forward to? What do you think we might see from the two teams tomorrow, Johnny?
Well, looking at McDermott's squad, he's got a bigger squad of younger players. It could be carnage. Hopefully the wise lads. I saw some tweets the other day about Mertz and Little winding each other up about Little doesn't get back past the halfway line to defend. So Mertz just said, you just go and do what you normally do and good luck to you. So, they've got the wisdom. I think it'll be fun. I who knows what the score will be. But I think, it'd just be great to see these guys back on the pitch. Again, you know, all of them, you know, okay, they're what, 18 years, 17, 16 years older for the 106 and 10 years older for the 2011, but like just to see some of these guys play again, I think, after the negative times we've had recently, just to watch some good guys playing for us again, and it'd be fun, and the results are relevant, but hopefully Coppell's team will absolutely smash them 5-0.
Well, you said about Glenn Little and Graham Murty, it obviously worked well during that season, so why would you want to change it now?
Yeah, exactly, but they won't. Yeah, it's a long time later. Murty might be a bit slower and Little might be even slower than he was then, which could be standstill.
Well, I think that's a fact of life, isn't it? You know, you get older, it's... it is 16 years, isn't it? 16 years. And then I think that, I was going to sort of work out what... I don't know what the average age of the two teams would be, but it's certainly older, isn't it, for the
just one. A bit. Team. Well, they got Simon Cox. Just let him run around and score a few goals. Yeah. Go on, Simon. Off to you, mate.
Simon Cox is the young one. And actually, he came back and played for Reading after both of those teams, didn't he? He was back at Reading, after the the 2012 title season. When did he come back?
2015, I think.
Yeah. You said it doesn't matter what the score is, but I'm going to ask you for a prediction.
I said 5-0 to this Cockles team, but I don't think it's going to be. I think it'll be, I reckon down the penalties. If we're gonna, can they last that long, the penalties?
Yeah,
probably not.
I had a thought. I've got two things in mind. I think it'll be a high scoring draw, and then I don't know if they will go to penalties. That'd be good fun to watch that. But the score I had written down was 6-4 to the 2012 team, but only because of the younger legs.
Yeah.
Although, actually, you know, if you think about someone like Hal Robson-Kanu, he was still played for Wales, scored that amazing goal for Wales, didn't he? And he was, some of those players were still playing not too long ago. Some of the players, actually, the reason they can't play is they're still playing. Adam Lafondra is playing out in Australia. I don't know if he would have been able to come over if not. But one thing that's worth mentioning is, you know, to get Marcus Hanneman and Bobby Convey over,
it's brilliant.
That's great. We've mentioned some players that aren't playing. It would be great if they were, the likes of Nicky Shorey, of course, Dave Kitson. It would be great if you had more players. But look at the players that you have got. You've got the likes of Murty, Sonko, Ingemarsson, Hanneman, Stephen Hunt, Glenn Little, Bobby Convey, Kevin Doyle, Leroy Lita. And then you've got Jason Roberts, like you said, the same. I had the same reaction. Oh, that's great that he's playing. Hal Robson-Kanu, Jimmy Kebbe. So you got some great names there. Joby McEnough, of course. Karachan, Ledgertwood. Some great players. I think it's going to be high scoring. I don't see it being a 0-0 or a 1-0 somehow.
No, especially if Brian McDermott's team hasn't got a goalkeeper. I don't think Rush goalie work these days, does it? It'd be interesting to watch, though.
I suspect by the time kickoff comes around tomorrow, then they will have a goalkeeper. I can't see one of the outfield players going in somehow.
Kaneko and a Mars bar, and I'm in the team, mate. That's what I ask. You know, it's not a problem.
Well, there you go. If your flight isn't cancelled, obviously.
Pay for me return flight with Ryanair to Ireland. That's fine.
Yeah. So we kind of it'd be an interesting dynamic, because it will be a bit of fun, but they are going to still be competitive, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. God,
You never lose that. So yes, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun, but the players, they will have I'm sure they'll have a laugh and all that sort of thing. And you see it in these, you know, the charity games and all that sort of thing, but they will desperately want to win, won't they?
Yeah, professional pride. You get it from these guys when we've talked to them, don't they? You know, Mertz and all these guys, they're up for it. They want to win. They want to, especially the older team. They're going, well, these young lads, like Doyle came on, didn't he? And said, like, you know, they've got younger legs, we've got the banter, pretty much. They want to beat them. And like, it'll be fun. It'll be brilliant to watch, because you watch, you know, you'll see who's the more skillful and clever players. Will just go, all right, mate, you run around for a while. We'll take the ball off you. And Glenn Little will go and knock one into the box. Doyle will score it 1-0.
Well, it'd be interesting. There'd be some very interesting battles. So I'm thinking Jason Roberts against Ingemarsson and Sonko. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And the other way around for Gawkes and Pearce against Doyle and Lita. That's two different types of forwards.
So let's have another prediction. Who's going to score? Pick out, you know, one or two players from both sides. So shall I go first this time?
Yeah, go. You go.
I'm going to say that Doyle and Lita will both score. Possibly, who else? You might get Ingemarsson or Sonko from a corner or something like that. Simon Cox come on a sub and score a goal. So maybe Bobby Convey will get one. So that's I think that's six goals for that team. And then I think Jason Roberts and Simon Church, they'll get at least one each. So yeah, I could see it being a 4-all and going to penalties. But what I'm really looking forward to is you've got the wingers, you've got Glenn Little, you've got Jimmy Kebbe. You're going to get a few crosses coming in, some old style wing play, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Proper football. It'll be fun. You know, that's what's going to be enjoyable. And I, you know what I think? My one prediction is that I reckon Murty's going to get a penalty and maybe some dodgy fouls. He's going to get a penalty, take out Kingsley again if he's there, and just like the old days.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Murty gets a penalty in the last minute to win the game.
Could be. I'm not saying this game's fixed if anyone's listening.
5-4 or 6-5 or something.
Well, Murty with a 30-yard screamer. I'll take that.
The two managers as well, they'll both want to win. Both sets of players will want to win. So, you know, it's just going to be, we'll see how it goes. And they're not going to... They're not going to engineer a high-scoring game. It's just going to be like that anyway.
Yeah, and how Robson Carney? You never know. He's looking, you know, play again one day. I don't know. You know, he'd go and have a point to prove. You know, there's players there that are, you know, Alex Pearce, he's still playing. I don't know if he's got a contract with Millwall next season or not. Yeah, but you know, they're guys that maybe have, you know, had the chance to put myself in the shop window as players as well. Who knows? You know, it's an interesting mix of players from different eras, isn't it? You know, that's the fun of it.
Yeah, and I think in summary, we're going to see some goals tomorrow. I think
if it's a 0-0 draw, mate,
it won't be a 0-0 draw. It won't be a 1-0. In fact, both sides will score. I can confidently predict that. It's going to be at least a 2-2 at the very minimum, I think.
Yeah, and it's 90 minutes, isn't it, they're playing?
Yeah, and the other thing, especially a bit more so with the 106 team, the legs will go a bit, won't they, towards the end? So then,
yeah, after 15 minutes.
Yeah, you need somebody like Simon Cox. I remember actually I organised a charity game once. It was about something like 10 years ago, and Kerry Dixon played, who used to play for Reading. He actually came off halfway through the first half. I think he was like, just...
I'm done.
Managed too much more than that. But that was a long time after he'd finished playing. But
it'd be interesting. Like was it Kevin Doyle has said he hasn't played for a long while. And I don't know how, you know, some of these other players, when the last time they put on a pair of boots, it'd be interesting to see when it, like, you know, what the energy levels are like.
I think it's a really good point that, you know, it is going to be about fitness levels. Some of it, you know, with the passing from midfield, then, you know, you're going to somebody like Brynjar Gunnarsson is not going to be as affected so much as, you know, a winger, for example. So a winger who has got pace, obviously, you kind of, I suppose you tend to lose that, but it is going to be about fitness and how have the players kept themselves fit since they were playing and that sort of thing.
So
that's going to come.
Glenn Little will be no change, would it? Like Glenn Little will just do the same as he's done 20 years ago.
And obviously the keepers as well. So Hannah, you can't imagine much different from him, really.
No, because he can just ping the ball, can't he? One of his things, he used to have to be able to ping a ball 50 yards to somebody's feet. So, you know, that everyone just stopped waiting for him to I'm here, right? All right, Marcus, just put this to my feet. So it'd be fun to see.
Kevin Doyle goal hanging, Marcus Hanneman. He can do what Edison does for Man City. He does that, doesn't he? I'm interested to see Lita because he was a quick player. So let's see if he's still got a bit of pace. And I guess they're starting with Doyle and Lita up front, I would think, and then Simon Cox to come on. Obviously Graham Murty and Joby McEnough start as captains, but you know,
Murty against McEnough, that's a combination. If McEnough was playing down the left, say against Murty, so that'd be an interesting battle.
Yeah, but some great players.
Yeah.
So I think Jason Roberts is one that I'm really looking forward to seeing as well. So anyway, we've taken a look ahead to the game, and a reminder that we're at the Legends game tomorrow at the Select Car Leasing Stadium. We're aiming to bring you some pre-match coverage and some post-match coverage. Pre-match coverage, we think, will be going out about 2 o'clock And then we'll bring you something early evening as well. So sort of two episodes or one episode in two parts tomorrow, we think it will be. So, yeah, join us for that, hopefully, if all goes to plan. We'll both be at the ground. Johnny will be on fan duty, trying to get some opinions from fans.
In the East Stand, I'll be somewhere in the East Stand in the hotel with various places.
We'll both be trying to track down some players to speak to, but we're not quite sure how it's going to go. A bit like the game tomorrow, really.
Be fun. It'll be an enjoyable day, whatever happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. You might not have... you might not be any more the wiser from listening to this, but hope you enjoyed at least some of it. So we'll be at the game tomorrow, and hopefully you can join us and have a listen in to that as well tomorrow.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.